Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Awaken with Maria and Monica. And with the crazy world we live in, it's always a good thing when we get to a spiritual show, which is the information we all actually need and is actually useful, to be ready, to be on the ready, and also to stay connected to all that is and realize that this that we're in right now is one very bad reality show that's in its final credits. Anyway, my co-host, my friend, is Monica Sepulveda. If you're new to the show, you're not familiar with her work, get over to Monica with two N's, and there's a live link right here, monica.com, and check out her work because she's fabulous. Good morning, fabulous.
Hey, honey, how are you? I'm doing well, actually. So how about you?
I'm good. It's a nice, brisk morning in the mountains, so 60 degrees.
Here, too. We had 100 degrees weather last week, which I'm not used to, and now it rained yesterday, which I loved.
Well, rain is always welcome, especially here in the desert.
So absolutely. Yesterday was impersonating me on Twitter, so I contacted them, and I sent a photo ID, and they suspended that other account. So if you ever look for me on Twitter, just type in Monica Twitter, and not Monica Sepulveda Twitter, because it'll say account suspended, and then it'll look like my account was
right.
Suspended.
Well, I had a few people do that on Instagram, and with Instagram, as soon as you report it, that account's gone.
Oh, okay. This took less than half an hour to do. It was fast.
Oh, this took like 2 seconds.
Hey, did you get that email of my new toilet brush of Trump?
No, I wouldn't even use it on my toilet.
Oh, I don't either.
It's not good enough for my toilet.
It's funny to look at. You saw it, though, right?
Right, I did. It's very cute.
You know, I got to say that the reason why today's show is so important is because Maria and I understand that it's not what you know that makes a difference. It's how we live our lives. So spirituality is not information that you know. It's information that you use. So I found that this is why Maria and I do our work, because we stay centered. We stay connected. You cannot disconnect unless you go into fear, worry, doubt, all that kind of stuff. And those are the three big ones. Fear, definition of fear, absence of love. That's huge. You got to pick a lane. So a lot of people like connect and then they disconnect because they go into fear the rest of the day, or they go into worry. Worry is the opposite of faith. And doubt is a level of insecurity that you don't believe that something's going to happen. You don't trust anything, and especially yourself. And it's a woe is me kind of reactive to what's happening on the outside. Mm-hmm. The key is that Maria and I stay centered regardless of the chaos, which reminds me of a story in the Bible about, you know, remember I was raised Catholic originally, but these stories are actually symbolic. So when Jesus was on the ship with boat with his apostles, and there was a terrible storm, and he just got up and walked on water, and one of the apostles said, "How can you do that?" He said, "Stay focused on me," which means stay focused in love, and you can walk on water too. So he gets off the ship. He immediately focuses on staying in a place of love, which is what it represents. And he was walking on water too. But then he turned around and looked at the turbulence, and he started to sink. Mm. So what that story tells us symbolically is that when we look at the chaos, we start to sink. Our vibration goes down. We cannot stay connected. At that point in time, we've chosen to disconnect. That source of love is always connected to us. It's we that choose to disconnect. So every morning when you wake up, you have to make sure that you pick a lane and stay there. And if thoughts come up or emotions come up that are contrary, greet them and say, "Oh, okay, thanks for coming up. I guess you were stuck inside me. You called worry or whatever it is. And I thank you for coming up, because now I'm going to let you go. But before I let you go, I'm going to fill you with lots of love, and I'm going to send you on a task to heal all people that are suffering, and maybe animals in a hospital. Send them some healing. Go to each one of them, either blow them kisses or whatever." So I send the emotions, I transform them or convert them, and then I send them off on a mission. So that's a fun way, actually, of taking something negative, letting it out of your body, because most people repress it. They go right back in and they just say, no, I don't want to feel this way. They panic. So that doesn't do you any good. That's like about as effective as withholding a bowel movement.
Well, truthfully. But, you know, this morning, you know, every day I wake up and I think of something to put on my Facebook page, which is Worldwide Readings by Maria. I always try to put up something positive. And it's funny that you just said what you said, because today what I wrote was eliminate the negatives, accentuate the positives.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I remember that from, that's an old one, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
But you know what? We need reminding all the time. On my computer, I have a Mac, and I collect quotations. I get them off Twitter or wherever. I don't have a Facebook account. I choose not to have one. And what I do is I get these, and I put them in a folder, and I actually select that folder from my desktop, and they rotate once a minute. So I have about 5,000 pictures, and they rotate randomly. So every time I open my computer or look at it, I have a new quotation that's looking at me, and I take it all in. I think I do that because I was raised that way. My mother always had quotations written, like in every single cupboard of the house, medicine cabinet, whatever. You set the dishes, you open the cupboard, there's a bunch of quotations. She raised us like that from the time I was probably 10.
Wow.
And on the refrigerator, you know, people have magnets. Everything with her was handwritten. So she indoctrinated us with Ralph Waldo Emerson, Self-Reliance. And that's how I grew up. I mean, it was like, wow, did I pick the right mom or what?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, you said something earlier that spirituality is how you live your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things I've always prided myself on is I never tell people to do anything that I am not willing to do myself.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's call it hypocrisy if you do that. And there's a lot of those around.
Right. We see so many people who think, you know, well, I'm a spiritual person. I go to church once a week. But what do you do the rest of the time? You know?
I go to church in my toilet, okay? You don't have to go to a place. But I like an empty church. It's got a good vibe.
Right, if it's empty.
As long as people aren't in it, you know?
Right. Now, I know that today we wanted to talk about intuition. What I find, and for the audience to know, if you're driving, when Monica does her 5-minute guided visualization, turn the sound down and then replay it when you're home somewhere safe to do a visualization. You don't want to do that if you're listening to the show in your car, but we will get to that. And what I find is a lot of people don't even know what intuition is, okay? I have people ask me, you know, well, I have a really good imagination. Well, imagination is your intuition. You know, it's just a different word for the same thing.
Yeah, you're sending out pictures also to you know, the source of love, universe, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't care, the I am. You're sending out pictures of really what you want, because we communicate with pictures. I remember, you know, connecting with extraterrestrials, and they always sent me pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And telepathy. Then later on, I opened up to telepathy. But you're absolutely right about that. Visualization. And they called it they used to call it daydreaming when I was growing up.
I know. I was the queen of daydreaming. And then, when I had my son and he was in school, I got called up to school because they complained he was daydreaming in class. And there I was, you know, making my living as an artist, and I needed to daydream in order to create. And I just looked at the teacher and I just told the principal, I mean, and I said to him, listen, I'm never going to stop my son from daydreaming. But I will tell him not to daydream in so-and-so's class. And that's how I ended it.
Well, that's good. You please that person and your son gets to daydream, you know, or as we now call it, visualization and receiving messages as well, because we are receivers after all. We're senders and receivers.
Right.
And when we get to a place of where we're centered and we're open, because when I do the visualization with the listeners, make sure you get yourself comfortable, you know, and cross your legs, just get really super comfortable. This is fun. You get a whole slew of stuff that comes in even during the process. It's really kind of cool.
Right, right. But, you know, once you set up that connection, it's almost like, remember back in the day when you wanted to make an overseas phone call, how you had to set up the connection like an hour before the phone call was going to go through?
Oh, yes.
So it's kind of the same thing working with your higher self and your intuition. You know, you're not going to get an immediate answer. Sometimes you will. It's rare. But the answer pops in when you least expect it. You know, I had a friend of mine stop by yesterday. He's a guy that never has shoulder pain. and he was having a lot of shoulder pain, and he's a gambler, you know, so he's been playing in a lot of poker tournaments. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I put some, you know, pot cream in his shoulder, and I massaged his shoulder for him, and my granddaughter Reiki'd it for him. And, you know, he's trying to figure out, did I pull it? Did I do this? Did I do that? And then when he left, you know, when I woke up this morning, it was just, like you said, pictures. And I get pictures because I'm a visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, what I was shown is he's playing too much poker and he's too mm-hmm. tense at the table. And that's what caused his, it's almost like repetitive motion.
That's exactly what I was just receiving too, Maria. That's the same thing I got. Well, duh.
Well, there you go. So right after the show, I'll be calling him. But I know he signed up for a couple more tournaments. But I'm going to have to tell him, try holding your cards in your other hand. I'm going to have to tell him, try holding your cards in your other hand.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, I've got to tell you that a lot of people ask me too, well, how do I know the difference between intuition and intellect? I said, simple. I said, intuition can only give you guidance and it can give you ideas of things that you're capable of doing because it can't lie. It's not capable of lying. It's also connected to your heart, pituitary and pineal glands. So when that's open, it can only give you truth. Now, conversely, the intellect holds history. It tells you things that are from the past, including emotions. So you get an idea from the intuition that tells you, write a book. But right. then the intellect will say, well, who's going to publish it?
Right.
Am I capable of doing this? Well, yeah, the intuition just told you you can. You may not know what the theme is right now, but you know what? Put it in your head that this is something that it sounds appealing, and that as soon as you get hit with that feeling of start now. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people listen to the reaction, which is the intellect, which brings up fear and worry and doubt. Well, I'm not capable, you know, that kind of stuff, and cancel.
Right.
I always have to say cancel if I say anything negative about me. So the brain just automatically deletes that information because it doesn't have a sense of humor. And these people that say, oh my gosh, they feel like they want to die. Oh, I'm like, stop it. You know,
right.
stop it. Listen to your words. Words are powerful. Says also, by your words you're justified, or by your words you are condemned. Hello.
Right.
You know, so a lot of these little, you know, scriptures or little sayings that I've come across in the last, well, I've been studying this stuff for over 55 years. Yeah, I started at 12 years old, but that was 1962 when
right.
I got my first messages from a person who passed away. And then after that, of course, what are you going to do? You're going to study it. You know, I watched this show called One Step Beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And it just like blew me away because there were true stories. It was way before Twilight Zone. So when you receive information, write down the idea that you received. And if you start reacting to it in a negative way, mm-hmm. you're not going to do it. Just like, you know, who invented the airplane? Actually, these two men in France, they had it already built, but it was in the garage because they were too afraid to present it to the world. So guess who got credit for it? The Wright brothers.
Right.
They went ahead and did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I do know. You know, you just reminded me of something. A lot of times I'll talk to clients and they'll either have a new business idea or I'll come in with the business idea for them. And I tell them, listen, if I'm getting this, there are hundreds of people, maybe more, getting mm-hmm. the same idea. And the
yes.
truth of the matter is the first one to actually do it wins.
Yes. That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. And, you know, I'm a girl from Silicon Valley, raised there since I was 5 years old, and it was a place of ideas. I was, you know, I was put in the right place because that's where everything started.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up going to Steve Wozniak's house, who actually invented the Apple computer itself,
right.
and got to know all these geeks. And we called them geeks back then because that's all they talked about was, you know, electronics. And it's like, you go to their parties and you sit there and you listen. And I'm like, bored. Let me go have a cocktail.
Right.
And then they become famous people, right?
Right. Well, you know, years ago, I interviewed Steve Wozniak on the show. I still have that in my archives.
Super nice guy.
Right.
Super
so
nice
whenever I go into Apple, I tell them that and I get the royal treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, just a couple of years ago, a few years ago, yeah, maybe 3 years ago, I was at an NFL game, you know, for one of our Bay Area teams there, the Raiders. I'm not a Raider fan, but I'm a Niner fan. But I was sitting next to his fourth wife, and she was telling me how he courted her. He used to just take her to, like, to Denny's or whatever. And he said one day she just, like, her mother said, are you like dating him? She goes, I don't know. He always asked me to hang out with him and go here. And then one day he just kind of proposed to her. She goes, oh, okay. I was sitting next to her. And then guess who's there? The person that sang the national anthem, Eddie Money, who just passed away a few days ago. And he was super fascinated by the work I did. And I communicated with his father.
Wow.
And he was totally into life after death. We talked for about 4 hours.
Wow.
Wow. That's my memory of Eddie Money.
All right. Well, you know, I saw, you know, there was Eddie Money died and the lead singer of the Cars died. And somebody had posted, you know, why are all these people in their 70s dying? And my answer was, they're in their 70s and they're rock stars. You know, when I was a kid, if you lived to be 70, that was long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and today, you know, people can say it as much as they want. 70 is the new 50. And I say, yeah, no, it isn't. OK,
so just let your body tell you.
Exactly. So
I've got good genes here. So this is why I don't look my age. And I'm 68. But if you look at my pictures, I don't look my age because I dye my hair.
I gave that up a long time ago. I'm like, you either love it or you don't. And I like it. So I don't care.
Well, I went to beauty college when I was 19, so I know how to do my own.
Well, my sister was a hairdresser, so I was her experimental head. So,
oh, gosh.
So I know, too. And back in those days, the chemicals were so brutal that my head was burning while she was doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
I had to quit because of, when I went to beauty college, I had to quit because of the hairspray. It carried a chemical in it. And, oh, my gosh, it was so bad. They had to remove those chemicals from it eventually, but I couldn't handle it. You know, the LOLs, little old ladies used to come in and have their hair done in a bubble.
Oh, yeah. Listen for women out there, or maybe men that go to salons, too. If the salon reeks of chemicals, trust your intuition and wait outside for your turn.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's so many people with chemical sensitivities today, which is something that didn't even exist when I was a kid. But, you know, people need to trust their intuition pretty much on everything. So here's another question for you. Let's skip the word intuition and let's get to the word trust. Because you know, through the years, I've had many students ask me, how do you really know when you've stepped into trust? So I'm posing that question to you.
Well, like I just said, you know, the first thing that comes to you is going to be an idea, and it's always something that you can do. So you have to trust what comes to you. And in fact, my teacher back in the 1970s said the hardest part about this work is trusting. Mm-hmm. Once you break through that and just start keeping a little log of everything you've received that you've taken action on, like an idea, and look at the end result, it's never wrong. So you have to really just go for it. And you got to trust it. That's going to be your homework, is to get over that little hurdle. So for me, I believed her wholeheartedly. So I thought, okay, no, I trust this. I'm one of those kind of, an Aries, you know, I'm one of these kind of people that it's like, you teach me something, I totally believe you, I'm going to do it, and I do it. So what you want to do is, if you have difficulty trusting your intuition, which is not a good idea to not trust it, because the other one can lie to you, it can bring old emotions and stuff. So what I tell people to do, look, do this little process, it's very, very simple. All you do is take a little piece of paper, maybe 2 inches high by 4 inches wide, and say whatever it is that you're having a challenge with. So let's use intuition. My left brain controlled me, but not it. My left brain used to control me, but not anymore. So you take that little piece of paper, you take a little a plastic cup, a clear one or one of those solo cups or whatever, and you crunch it up and you put it in there and you fill it halfway with water and stick it in the freezer. Then once it's frozen, because water floats, it's going to be on top. So then you top it off with more water and stick it in the freezer. Now it's frozen and the message is in the middle. And every time you open that freezer, you repeat what you wrote. Just say, ha, 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 you don't control me anymore because I froze you on September the 17th, 2019. And I write the date on the outside. And when you do this over and over again, you're actually rewriting the script that's in the brain. It deletes it. You know, it doesn't play the same. Just like when we had records back in the day, the final, if you took the needle off wrong, it would start to skip. So this is what it does. Neurologically, it starts to send this new information into the brain, and it causes the old message to skip and then eventually deletes it and overrides it with the new message. If you do that, you're going to remind yourself every day that it doesn't control you anymore.
Exactly. You know,
it's a nice little, and that's good for kids that have nightmares too.
Right, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that can recall times where they say to themselves, I felt this was going to happen. Why didn't I listen? Or I had a feeling this wasn't going to go right, but I did it anyway. And I think once you see that you didn't listen long enough, it becomes more important to you to actually trust what you're getting.
Well, things they go into a downward spiral if we're not listening to it until we finally wake up. Yesterday morning, I got a message that was, when you're awake, you're asleep, and when you're asleep, you're awake. So the key and the goal is to be awake when you're awake. And I thought, well, that's okay. And then I heard use the word woke. it's more of the vernacular of the day, you know.
Right.
It's true. We have to wake up at this point because we're really, a lot of people are zombie land. You know, they're just like getting one day after the other, just getting putting one foot in front of the other. Sorry about that. Maybe I had too much coffee this morning.
Right. Well, but I always tell people, you know, your spiritual journey, your spiritual life, whatever you want to call it, should be simple and it should be fun.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And fun, joy actually heals. So it's good to listen to music and it's good to laugh. Those are all healers of the emotions, you know. But remember that the emotions have to come up so you can let them go. Like the old saying goes, I used to have a teacher I watched on TV back in 1983. Her name was Terry Cole Whitaker. Loved her. And she said one thing all these years that I never forgot. She goes, love brings up anything unlike itself to be healed. So when you're getting centered and you're in a place of love and you're in a place of harmony and joy, guess what's going to come up? It's like a rotor router. It's going to push up everything that's unlike itself, which are those negative emotions. So don't freak out. Just greet them. Say, hey, thanks for coming up, and then convert them and let them go. Mm-hmm. This way you're making something fun out of something that was like nasty before.
Exactly.
I mean, when I go to the bathroom, I don't examine my poop. I just flush the toilet.
Exactly. Well, you know, it reminds me of something Sun Bear said once. He says, you know, people sit around waiting. They're waiting for something to happen. He says, the cemetery's full of people that are still waiting.
Yeah.
And, you know, people have to learn, you know, it's time to roll the dice on yourself. You can't put that off. Spirituality is not something you can put off on someone else.
And like you said the other day, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around.
I know, but it's easy when you're stuck in the matrix. to forget that. And that's important. It's an important thing to remember. You know, you're not here for a long time. You're here for a good time. And what I find is when you start working your spirituality, life becomes less flat. Okay. Mm-hmm. You kind of break away from the two-dimensional life that most people are in, or the rat race, or whatever they want to call it. And you start paying attention to signs. You start paying attention to that inner voice, you know, mm-hmm. and you know, years ago, some of my students would ask me, you know, how do I know if the information I'm getting is just coming from me or is it my higher self? And my answer was always the same. If it sounds too smart to be you, it's your higher self. So, you know, you got to leave your ego at the door and trust.
And that's exactly right. It is ego.
Right. Well,
I mean, how dare you not believe in that which has created 3 trillion galaxies and universes and human beings and animals and everything. I mean, can you do that? I can co-create my own life, but I can't create all that. So therefore, we come from that essence. We're one and the same, which means we are love. That's the truth about ourselves, which is why that old quotation goes, know thyself, become thyself.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do that, why not stay connected? This is who we are. And so many people I thought in my counseling, the issues are love of self. That's the issue that's happening. It's been going on for so many, since I started counseling professionally in 1972, I found that lesson still hasn't been learned. People are still hard on themselves.
So it's hard for people to love themselves and hard for people to forgive themselves.
Oh, hello.
All right.
That's where I learned, that book, The Four Agreements by Don Ruiz? I forgot his name. He wrote a book called Four Agreements. It's very small. You can read it in an hour. And this is where he teaches us, you know, why do we continually keep punishing ourselves? And you do a crime, you go pay, you know, you do your time, and then you're out and it's over with. But we continually are hard on ourselves. So he gives you the four agreements to give to yourself. But it's really important.
All right. Well, you know, years ago, I was very fortunate while I was in Hawaii to find Hawaii's top huna. Okay. And it was, his name is Dr. Serge Kahili King. And for my listeners, I have a couple of interviews with him in the archives. You will love him. His energy is very similar to Sun Bear. They work together. And there it is. I land in Hawaii with my husband at the time. And I said, I'm going to try to find Serge King. He says, what do you think? You're going to open the phone book and just find him? I said, yeah. I opened the phone book and bingo, there he was. So I went to meet him and we spent an afternoon together. Mm-hmm. And when I had him on my show, he taught something that is so simple that I love and I have told so many people since. It's because, as you said, people have a hard time forgiving themselves, loving themselves. His suggestion was, and I've told this to so many people since, just look in the mirror and say out loud to yourself, I forgive you for every stupid thing you have ever done. He said, do not think about what those things were. Don't try to come up with solutions. Just say that in the mirror every day for a couple of weeks.
And move on. You know, I like that. I like that. I have another one to add to the listeners, because this one worked for me because I had a really tough upbringing. So when you're scarred by the time you're 3 years old from beatings, you grow up broken. And so I took a picture of myself. I have a picture of myself at 6 months old. I looked at her eyes and I said, oh my gosh, you reincarnated. You have to have a good time, didn't you? Because she was like excited about coming into life here. Then I have another picture of myself at age 5 years old. She was already broken. So I talked to her because I was starting to judge myself so much, mm-hmm. you know, and I started gaining weight and I went through a lot of things. I'd been raped and all this stuff. And so I went through a lot. Anyway, don't ever want to exchange your life with mine. Right. I had a lot of lessons. So what I do with that little picture is I said, you know, I've been so hard on you and I apologize. I owe you an apology because we were already abused growing up and I'm continually abusing you by putting you down and calling you names. I said, isn't that true? And then I heard in my head, her little voice said, yeah, why do you do that to me? I said, well, I promise I'll never do that again, ever do that again. I will praise you every morning. I'll tell you how beautiful you are. And today we're going to have a great day. So I found that by taking a picture of yourself when you're little and then framing it and having it where you can see it every day, right. you always greet that person with a good morning. And that's a wonderful way to live when you can actually greet yourself with a positive message. Because believe me, that child's still inside of us.
Right. Well, it reminds me of Bradshaw's work where you go in and not only rescue your inner child, but you parent your inner child from your adult self.
Books are so good. His books are so good. I definitely read them.
I know.
There's too many books right now to read about, you know, self-help and stuff, but I find a lot of it's regurgitated because information doesn't belong to anybody, but it gets rewritten.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think there's so many people have become millionaires based on basically ripping off Napoleon Hill's work. So just read Think and Grow Rich, folks, and read his other one. Yeah. God, I forget what the name of the other one was, something like Confronting the Devil or something, but I have an interview on that in the archives too with Sharon Lecter, L-E-C-H-T-E-R, and I highly recommend it. That book was prohibited to be published for 78 years.
Wow. That's amazing.
So,
well, you know, Think and Grow Rich, back in the day, people bought it because it said grow rich.
Right. Nobody grew rich, but it had a lot of good spiritual tricks in it. So you talk about visualization. We talk about intuition. Everybody wants a shortcut. You know, how do I do that? How can I do what you do? And, of course, most people don't have 60 years to work at that craft.
Yeah. Well, one of the processes that you're going to learn today as you're listening to this, you know, I want this to be interactive because this is going to help you for the rest of your life, and it's one of my lessons that I have, you know, because I do teach a lot of people to do what I do, mm-hmm. and they really like it. And I mean, I have like 40 different lessons that I have, and because eventually I want to put myself out of business, I want to just focus on books. So there's got to be other people to do the same thing. But how do a person from Santa Clara, California, and you're from, you know, New York, Brooklyn, right?
Right.
Okay. And so how is it that we really get to this place where we are now, where we have thousands of people around the world? That doesn't happen by accident. You know, you had to have a visualization and you had to have a goal or a desire. I certainly did. And all you have to do in order to really achieve something is get a piece of paper and write, my life as a 10 looks like this, and describe it in detail. What are you doing? What happens when you wake up in the morning? How are you thinking? How do you feel? What's the day look like? Is it bright? What's the perfect 10 for you? And you know what? Just really go crazy. Because I always say it's like we have a genie that, you know, asking you shall receive. You can ask the genie, this is what I want help with. And together we can do it. Now, another process that works really, really well, and I do it once a year, You can do it either on your birthday, or you can do it on New Year's Eve, or whenever you damn please. It doesn't matter. Go to a place like a Dollar Tree, and they have those inflatable latex balloons that they fill up with helium. Mm-hmm. So you get one in your favorite color on that day. Get one of those Sharpie pens, and on one half of the balloon, write down everything you want in your life as a perfect 10. On the other side, write down everything that you're going to get rid of that prevents you from getting to that life as a 10, and you can identify that. It's going to be things from the inside. You can't blame the outside because the outside is a reflection of the inside. So when you're done with that, go outside during the day and say, okay, this is my letter to my higher power. This is my letter to the source of love. Together and in tandem, we're going to work on this. I'm grateful. Thank you. Then let the balloon go and watch it go into the sky until you can't see it anymore. Once it disappears completely, say, so be it. Thank you. Oh. That's a fun process.
Okay, but here's what I have to do, and I'm sorry to have to correct you on that. Okay, but you do know I'm a psychotic environmentalist, all right? So when I use the balloon technique, I tell people to visualize their problems in that balloon or their dreams or whatever, because those balloons eventually land and birds choke on them. So don't use real balloons if you can avoid using real balloons. Just because, you know, the birds don't know the difference between a dead balloon and a worm. So just a little correction, because I am, you know, crazy that way, Monica. I can't help myself.
I don't care. That's okay. I don't care.
I mean, it took me a long time to say, okay, I can't spit my gum outside because birds eat that and choke to death. And I'm so used to spitting my gum outside that I have to catch myself every time I do it. Yeah. But yeah, visualizing that is absolutely great. And, you know, back in the day, you know, even that term scapegoat, it came from the fact that they used to bring a goat in the middle of a community. Everybody would talk their prayers and wishes and whatever into the goat. And then they would release the goat into the wild to take that away. So, you know, some people, some societies do that over the ocean, you know, let the waves take it away, you know, yada, yada. Now, I do know that you have this fabulous guided visualization you want to do. So what I'm going to let the audience know is we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do the visualization. Monica will tell you how to prepare yourself for it. And again, please don't listen to this if you're driving. So
please,
save it for later. So stay with us. Monty and I will be right back.
World got you down? Feel like you're lost? Don't know the best direction for your life, whether it's love, money, or purpose? A session with Maria can help you get the clarity you need and the direction you need to live your best life possible. Maria's been doing this professionally for almost 40 years. Why not get the help you need by scheduling a session with Maria today? Check out the link for private consultations with Maria. You'll be glad you did. Subscribers to her show get a $50 discount on either a 15-minute or half-hour session with Maria. Book now. Now, back to the show.
Okay, welcome back to Awaken with Maria and Monica, which we're not going to awaken you. We're not going to put you to sleep. Okay, we're going to do a 5-minute guided visualization. It's Monica's specialty. Please be seated, not laying down. And that's another problem people have when you're trying even to Reiki yourself. You have to be awake, okay? If you're going to start Reikiing yourself and you're laying down, I'm guaranteeing you, you're not going to last through the whole treatment because you're going to be sleeping before you even finish the first three positions. So, Monica, you have your own little rules for running through this. So why don't you tell the audience how to prepare for what you're about to do?
Okay, like you said, you don't want to be laying down because that'll trigger the alpha levels, and that's your sleep state. For Maria and myself, we are in the alpha level most of the day.
Right.
And when we're doing readings, we're in that alpha level. So that's basically that's a sleep state, but it's our awake state. So I'll show you how to actually get really centered, because if you want to develop your intuition, you've got to get centered first. You can't be all over the place with your mind going a million miles away, you know, an hour. And so one of the first ways that you want to do this is, of course, we're going to do some deep breathing. And I'll take you through that process. And the deep breathing is going to be inhaling from the nose, holding your breath as long as you can, and I will, you know, take you through that process, and then blow it out of your mouth. Now, it has like four great benefits. Number one, it breaks depression because it releases endorphins. You're oxygenating the brain cells. When you hold your breath, you're accumulating toxins from your cells, so therefore it cleans up the toxins, but it also slows down the aging process. Hello, why not do five of those breaths a day? I mean, they're cleansing breaths. So here we go. So let's go ahead and start with the breathing first, because that slows down the nervous system, and that's what we want to do. We want to slow down the heart rate and the nervous system, and that's what triggers the alpha level. So let's get started. First of all, inhale from the nose. Hold it. Exhale from your mouth. Inhale from the nose. Hold it, and exhale from your mouth. Again, inhale from the nose. Hold it a little longer, and exhale from your mouth. Returning back to normal breathing. Remember this. Every time you inhale love. Every time you exhale anything negative within your being. Starting now, I want you to visualize that there's a little gold ball about the size of a golf ball. And for men, it's right at the base of the spine. For women, it's the base of the spine, but move it forward into the reproductive area, about 2 inches. And now it's going to glow like a gold ball of light. And it starts to feel warm. So it's going to travel down through your body, through your chair, into the ground, into the foundation, and into Mother Earth. As it travels, starting to go quickly, it's now going to go into the center of the Earth, where there is another sun, just like the one we have in our planet, around our planet. And this one's located inside our planet. So that beam of light is going to travel so quickly until it comes in contact with that sun, that big, beautiful burning light, which is going to neutralize and completely take in any negativity from your body. So let all negativity run through that beam of light and travel through the soil and come in contact with that sun. And it's going to drain you of all negative energies, thoughts, emotions, anything that's in your way. At the same time, from the bottom of your feet, making sure that your legs are uncrossed and they're both on the ground solidly, you're going to feel that there are roots growing from the bottom of your feet, just like a tree. And those roots are getting deeper and deeper, going through the ground into the foundation and into Mother Earth. And you start to feel a cooling sensation and feel the love from Mother Earth that is completely unconditional. That energy is going to come into the roots. It's going to come up the foundation into the bottom of your feet and travel through your calves, your thighs, your torso, your chest, your neck, your shoulders, your arms, your fingers, then reroute back up through the shoulders and into the neck and into the head. And that's going to bring in the love that replaces all the negative energy that you are releasing from that gold beam of light. At the same time, there is a beautiful purple light at the top of your head. This is anchored right at the crown chakra. And this light is going to go up. And it's going to touch that which we visualize as love, or you can actually send it directly to the source of love, God, whatever you want to call it. I'm connecting to that now. As we do this, that energy is going to now tickle or open the pituitary and pineal glands, which completely connect you to your intuition. And the left brain is asleep right now. As you're receiving this energy, you will probably find yourself receiving ideas today. As that is taking place, there is a green light from the heart chakra, which is the color of the heart chakra, and that light, that beam of light, is going to extend itself until it connects with someone that you love who's either crossed over, someone that you've admired that has been an influence on humanity. It can be any one or any terrestrial being or any ascended master, spirit guides. It can be connected to anything that is filled with love. So send a beam of light to that person or that entity or that terrestrial being and send it into their heart chakra area and see it as now it's exchanging. They're sending you that love as well, and you're going to be receiving and sending at the same time. And it feels so good. And if it's a family member, they're going to smile at you and say, thank you for coming. Thank you. And so sit in this. And at the same time, now you're going to be surrounded in a pink light, which is the highest vibratory frequency of love in the universe. That pink light is going to be like a bubble. And then surrounding that is a white light that looks like an opal. It's got white light with a bunch of colors running through it, just like the stone, the gemstone opal. It's got all these lights running through it, so it's a collective energy of all color, which is a vibratory frequency that heals all things. And as you're in the shell enjoying this letting go of negative emotions and thoughts and things that get in our way from that gold light that's crashed into the sun, the center of the earth, as we're receiving love from Mother Earth, as we are connecting to the source of love, God, higher power, the I Am, the universe, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. It's now giving you back what you need to open up more and more of your intuition. And also the love that you're sending and receiving from that loved one or whoever it is that you put there. Maybe it's someone that you admired who walked this planet. Stay in this for a minute, exactly. Enjoy the way this feels. You're calmer. You're empowered. You are power. Because you are love. You are connected and will stay that way today and any time you do this process. Now slowly feel that beam of gold light retracting itself, coming back into your body because it's already released everything that you needed releasing. And it's going to come back into your body as a shining light, but now it's going to become dim, like a gold ball of light about the size of a golf ball, and it's going to be dim. And at the same time, the roots that grew out of your feet are now going to retract themselves, and they're going to come back into your body, and you feel whole and loved and balanced because you have negative, you have positive energies from the male and female, so you're balanced. At the same time, that beautiful purple and indigo light that's connected to the source, you can keep that connected if you want to, but if you reel it back in, you're still going to be connected. And the person standing in front of you or the entity or whatever that source that you plugged into, you're going to thank that being, that person or that loved one for being there for you today. And I want you to say goodbye and say, I'll see you soon. And watch as that green energy comes back into your heart. And I want you to stay surrounded in that pink light of love, that white light of protection for the rest of the day. And at the count of three, I want you to put your three fingers together from the left hand, your thumb, your pointing finger, and the middle finger, and anchor them together, press them together, and this will anchor the state of mind. And any time during the day when you feel like you need to be anchored to go back into this place, you just put those three fingers together. Do a few deep breaths, and you're fine. So at the count of three now, one, two, three, put the three fingers together and open your eyes. We're done.
Okay, everybody, wake up. That was beautiful. I was like, okay, I'm going in and out here. I better pay attention.
So, you got a show to do.
I know, but I think if I ever have a sleepless night, which is very rare, I'm going to call you and have you talk me through it.
Okay. That sounds good. You know, this process works really well. You know, sometimes we have disagreements with people, like at work or whatever, and you want to get centered because otherwise that conversation, it has a tendency to loop itself in our head. We think about it over and over and over again. We can't get rid of it.
Right.
This is one of the best ways of actually getting rid of it. And when you connect your heart to that other person, let it be the person that you argued with.
Right. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are, you know, so many other ways of tapping into your intuition. But, you know, in today's society where everybody wants everything fast, they don't want to read books, they don't want to learn this modality, that modality.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell them the simple truth. Then just get your Reiki attunements. Because once you get your Reiki attunement from a Reiki master, your intuition automatically develops on its own. You don't need to do anything.
Yeah, but there's sometimes that they can't reach you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're on your own, they can't reach me or can't reach you.
Exactly.
They have a little vehicle here. That
exactly. But, the, you know, there's so many other ways. You know, meditation is great. But I think it's been mistaught for so many years where it ends up frustrating people. Because not everybody's going to see, you know, motion pictures in full Technicolor.
Yeah.
So a lot of people get discouraged because of what they assume meditation to be. And I tell people meditation is just concentration. If you're working in your garden, your hands are in the dirt, guess what? You're meditating. As long
as
you're fully present.
Well, you know, I also want to put in that because you're speaking about different ways of attunement and to really open up and to get centered. The key is to be calm because when we're in a calm state, we're in the now. When we're stressed out, we're in the future. When we're depressed, we're in the past. And so, like Buddha said, if you're in harmony and at peace, you're in the now. And we have to be in the now in order to be able to create our tomorrow. So I'm totally into chanting. I have three chants that I do. And anybody that wants a copy of those chants, just email me. You know, go to monica.com, which is my website, and then just email me and I'll send you a copy of those chants. Because when I do those, wow. Vibration is vibration in color and in sound. So we can see sound and hear color. And those chants really have made a difference in my life. There's one that is so super powerful that you actually connect with something called like the Council of Nine, which is a very Eastern religion, especially in Taoism, because Taoism is about energy and frequency and dimensions. And by saying those chants, which is what I like about Buddhism, it's actually very balancing. So that's just another way, you know.
Right.
And
some
we
people
have,
do drumming.
Believe it or not,
right.
Believe it or not, when you sing, whether you can carry a tune or not, that's healing the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
When we're outside gardening, we're getting that energy from Mother Earth, you know. And when you plant strawberries, let's say, you're visualizing how sweet they're going to taste. So anytime we set a goal, always visualize the end result. But the journey to get there is where the lessons are learned. So don't forget about that.
Well, yeah. How many times have we heard that? The pleasure is in the journey.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep reminding my students who want to go faster than they can, you know, hey, what's the rush? The end of the journey is death. Okay. You're gonna be learning up until the day you die. Truthfully, what's the rush? You know, it's now some people like to use, you know, we see all kinds of crazy things on TV and some of it is exaggerated. Some of it is not, you know, I mean, one of my favorite shows is Supernatural. And you know, my granddaughter can't believe in her friends. Wow. Your grandmother watches Supernatural. How cool is that? But what's interesting is there's a lot of truth and a lot of real spirituality and lessons in that show, besides the fact that the guys are cute as anything, and I just enjoy the shit out of the show.
Oh.
But, you know, these guys never miss signs. They work with sacred symbols. Sometimes you'll see people, you know, using certain herbs to fight off something, or, you know, maybe a pendulum or... in one of the episodes, one brother is on the other side. He's trying to communicate with his brother, and a Ouija board falls down, which both of them have, you know, have their own feelings about. But he's at least able to contact his brother through this Ouija board. I don't particularly prefer Ouija boards, and made the mistake of using them years ago, but it's not for me.
Did you throw it out?
Oh, yeah. And
me too.
Yeah, they're very wicked. Listen, there are certain things out there that just attract low energy vibrational spirits.
Why
bring that? You know, and a lot of women don't know this. So for women listening, if you're still carrying a handbag, I have corrected my girlfriends for at least 40 years. When you go to a restaurant, you go to a show, wherever you are, they tend to put their handbag on the floor. And
no,
I tell them
that's
like the worst thing to do. Never put your hand. I'll sit with my handbag on my lap if I can't hang it on my chair when I'm at a restaurant.
Exactly. Because the handbag actually, it's your identity. It's who you are. So why would you go into the area which has got the lowest vibrations?
Exactly. And, you know, you remember that movie Ghost with those dark shadow pea beings that come and grab him and drag him into the Netherlands? Well, I think that a lot of those low energy spirits are on the floor too.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, you don't want to go.
I can't even put it on the floor. I said, pick that up.
Right.
Even if I don't know them.
Right. I do too. So, you know,
you know, when you were talking earlier about, you know, living a spiritual life as opposed to just having knowledge. I have so many people that have studied so long and yet their lives are miserable. And when I tell them, I go, they say, well, I'm very spiritual. I'll say, no, you're not. And they're shocked. You know, they think I'm being disrespectful. I said, let me tell you why. I said, because, you know, you pray in the morning and then you whine the rest of the day.
Exactly.
You know, and so I said, is that really spiritual living? No, it isn't. You're actually just know a lot of stuff. You're just not using any of it.
Exactly.
But I have offended people a few times and then I have to explain it. So if you've been one of my clients that got one of those from me, I meant it. Oh. You got to live it.
Right. But, you know, for people that use tarot cards, you know, and I just have a girl overseas who wants me to teach her tarot, which, of course, I'm going to do. And that's open for anybody that wants to set that up with me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can just lay out 3 cards a day just
Absolutely.
to get a little mini read for yourself or to get a little mm-hmm. confirmation on what you're feeling. Now,
yeah.
I'm sure you agree with me on this and have found it to be true in your own practice, mm-hmm. Bonnie. Is a lot of times when people want me to read for them, and they've got a lot of stuff going on in their lives, they're just asking me to confirm what their intuition has already told them, but they don't trust it. So it's almost like they want a second opinion.
Yeah, they want verification, and I totally agree with that. I think some people need to build their confidence, so they'll call me and just say, I just need some validation on things, and I'll just start. I don't even want them to tell me, I'll just start telling them things. Okay, that's what I picked up. Okay, there you go. Now, what else do you need? You know, you have yourself to give you your answers.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to just come from the inside. I have a pink symbol for, it's a pink car that I've been using since I read the book Illusions back in the day by Richard Bach. There's a blue feather on the cover of it for a reason that's good, and it's about picking a sign of something you normally wouldn't see. And if you wanted an answer, is this the right job for me, for instance? Just say, I want to see my pink car before I go to bed tonight. Shoot, the other day I turned on the TV and there's this commercial with all these pink cars from T-Mobile Net or something, and all these pink cars on the freeway, and I says, okay, thank you. I got that because I just said, anytime from now on, when you show me a pink car, I know that things are going to be just fine. Because why pink? Because it's the color of universal love. Everything's in the pink. Everything is rosy. Everything's moving forward. You're okay.
That's a good one.
And that was a good reminder to help me. And when I said anything negative, you know, because this happens. A lot of times we slip and we'll say something negative. I just say, hey, shut the fuck up. That's not who I am anymore. That's old Monica stuff. That's not who I am anymore. So, yeah, I use profanity because it seems to have this little oomph impact, you know?
Well, they're just words, and some words have more impact than others. But, you know, sometimes you can see signs, and I'm sure that I'm not the only one. I'm sure there's plenty of people listening to the show where you'll get a sign from somebody's license plate on their car.
Yeah.
Okay, you have so many people with these personalized things, and sometimes they're a jumble of numbers and letters. But when you look at it, it's very clear to you what it's saying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I've got to share this with you really quickly. I know we're running out of time. I remember it was Christmas time, and I was driving to the mall, because now they do everything online. I don't like to wait in line. But I was having to go to the mall. This lady cut in front of me, and I was ready to give her the horn until I read a bumper sticker she had on her car, and it said, breeze. And I went, oh, this was a gift. So I started breathing. I felt better. I turned up the radio, started singing. Then I went to the printers and had my own bumper stickers made, and it says breathe, and I have the word breathe in green, and because it's the color of the heart. And so I paid it forward, actually. You know, I just started giving them to people, and they said, wow, what a good idea.
Exactly. Well, you know, listen, I'm training my granddaughter in the gym, and it's one of the mistakes a lot of bodybuilders make the mistake of, is when they're actually doing an exercise, they stop breathing. They hold their breath. So
I tell
her to make sure she's counting out loud because it reminds you to breathe. Because if you're not breathing while you're exercising, you're not getting aerobic exercising. You're getting anaerobic exercise, which works against your body. So, yeah, sometimes we forget to breathe. And that's why the deep breaths you started with at the beginning of your guided visualization is something people can do all day long. You're getting stressed out. Take a 5-minute break. Just go do a couple of real deep breaths. And if your stomach's
not
moving.
I recommend when you start off by doing 5, but do them very, very slowly, because if not, you're going to get so high, as soon as you stand up, you're going to fall.
Right. We don't want that, but you know, make sure your stomach is engaged when you do a deep breath. Otherwise, you're shallow breathing. So I know a lot of people like to hold their stomach in to look thinner or whatever. When you're doing a deep breath, you've got to make your stomach blow out with it. Okay, yeah. That is a deep breath. And listen, unfortunately, most Americans are very shallow breathers.
Yeah, but you know, because I'm a singer, and when you're doing deep breaths, you can actually hit higher notes.
Ah, singer, huh? We're going to have you sing on our next show.
No.
Well, I sing, and I'm certainly not a singer. So every now and then, I don't know when I'm breaking out in song doing the news.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard you before.
Right.
Good job.
Monica, I want to thank you so much for today. I hope everybody got something good out of this for themselves.
Yeah, download the show.
Yeah, be glad, you know, and you know, replay that meditation as often as you can until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see everybody next month. So, Moni, thank you so much for joining me
today.
Thank
you, Maria. Love you.
Love you, too. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Monica Sepulveda, she's another one of a kind, and I'm just crazy about her. Anyway, that's today's show. Hope you feel a little bit lighter, and that's always a good thing. I'll be back on Thursday with the news. Next week, we got Chuck Ocelli coming on the show. So continue to stay tuned and tell your friends, hey, guess what? Maria Heller Show is not just about politics, you know. She actually covers things that change our lives. Again, thanks for supporting the show. See you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.